to 1 hour lectures a week for 13 weeks.
Sorry.
And these sort of courses we run, normally there is 2 hours of labs, but there are sort of 2 hours of labs, but what that means is I turn up in the lab for 2 hours. But it's quite interesting, I'll get onto that in just a bit. We've got 16 PCs in a room. The room is only used for this course, so they can completely destroy anything on the hard disk, and that's great, fine, whatever they want to do, it's up to them. The students are given boxes, and I basically say, you've got some set tasks to do, and you can also choose some of your own tasks. Off you go, have fun, and at the end of the 13 weeks, I'll see how you go. The sorts of things they'll do are install an operating system, create user accounts, install a web server, those sorts of things. And then write up a report to say what they did and how they did, and things like that. So, even though they're supposed to do 6 hours extra on top of those 2 1-hour lectures, and basically I turn up for 2 hours every week and sit in the lab and generally read my email and do other stuff until they bother to come and ask me questions. I don't go around and say, today boys and girls are going to do this. I just say,
you're going to answer questions.
It's quite interesting. It really breaks the mould of having to be told what to do. The first thing you get in is, you're not told anything. It's up to you to decide what to do. So the 2 hour lectures every week, we do actually look at, you know, what tasks are there involved with operating systems. And the textbook I use is the Eileen Frisch book on Unix administration, system administration. If I ever get around to learning enough about NT to be able to talk about it, I'll use the NT equivalent, which is also a pretty good book to read.